Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Soul Sister Show with host Sue and myself, Anne. And today we have Thursday, June 24th, 2021. So we are in the middle of the summer. And actually here in Sweden, we are celebrating midsummer this weekend, starting tomorrow. So that's nice. It's the brightest time of the year. That's wonderful. And we are a live call-in show, so you can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number, and you can call in for questions, get a free mini reading live on air, or just chat with us, anything spiritual. And it's important that you press 1 if you want to talk with us live on the show. And you can also go to scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And listen live and text chat with us during all our shows. And as I mentioned, I'm Anne, coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden, and we actually have a hot summer here. Nice. And on today's show, we will talk about tuning forks and biorhythm healing, how sound can heal the human body, and this is a very intriguing topic. It's a passion. I know that Sue likes it too. Plus, of course, your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. And we really would love to talk to you. So call in at 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 213-943-3587. Or join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And we are live calling worldwide radio, broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and Stockholm, Sweden. And on today's show, as I mentioned, we will talk about one of our favorite topics, tuning forks and biorhythm healing, how sound can heal the human body. And it's a really intriguing topic, actually. So tune in, listen. Plus, we take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. You can also call us to share a short story or just chat with us because we love to talk to you. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. Or join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if you want to talk with us live on the show, press 1. And if you haven't listened to our show before, we are the show that love to talk about the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general, and of course, any and all spiritual topics. Nothing is too small or too big. And we're always a live call in worldwide radio, so just give us a ring at 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number and press 1 to talk with us live on the show. And we are so proud to announce that we have listeners on all continents around the globe and in 29 countries. That's amazing. It blows my mind every time I say that. So thank you so much for honoring us with listening to our show. And You know that you can text chat with us at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if we have anything to share with you, any link or card or whatever it may be, we usually share it in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And of course, you can find us on YouTube. Search for, Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe and like our videos. Now, let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, Sue, all the way from extremely hot Arizona, I bet. Hi, Sue. How are you?
That is good. Yes, it is extremely hot Arizona. But now, listen, here's good news. So we had 120-degree weather, sissy, for five or six days. It was bad. You know, last week I mentioned it when we were on air, right? Now, this week, we had some rain. So it lowered the temperature.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it lowered it. And now it's more like we're in the monsoon time. So now we, you know, get the rains and the winds and the thunderstorms. And it stays cooler. So it's about 106 today. Believe me, you notice the difference in temperature, especially
yes.
when you have moisture. You know,
yes.
moisture is definitely the key to keeping the skin soft, right?
Yeah. But I have to tell you something. I don't know how much Fahrenheit, but we had a couple of days between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius. That's hot here for Stockholm. And then it went back to 22. I was freezing. How about that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, because you can't. That's a dramatic rise and then drop in temperature. You're going to freeze because the blood is thin, you know?
Yeah,
after
I know.
You have that winter where it's thick and it thins with the heat. So,
yeah.
But
I know one time, you know, Sissy, I have to tell you, one time I left Stockholm, I think it was -5 degrees Celsius. That's cold. It's icy and cold, you know. And went to Greece, and that was 20 degrees plus Celsius.
Oh, wow.
So that
wow.
was a difference of 25 degrees. I can tell you I was sweating.
Did you get sick from that? Because that's such a dramatic difference
no.
in temperature.
No, I didn't get sick, actually. No. But
oh,
if I,
wow.
you know, the opposite, if you come from warm weather to cold, yeah, you will get sick.
Yeah, right. Oh, interesting. I meant to ask it before you proceed. How are the trees, the cherry blossom trees? They're so pretty.
I actually missed them a couple of years. This year I missed them and last year I missed them. But, you know, we have in the center of Stockholm, it's like a park, and they have activities when we are in a normal place, so to speak. We haven't been either here, even though Sweden haven't been locked down. There are a lot of things that haven't been going on. So they usually blossom, I think it's May. So it's beautiful. I don't know how many trees, but you can see these pink cherry flowers all over the park. It's like clouds
yeah.
above you. It's wonderful.
Wow. Wow, they're so pretty. Yeah, I remember telling you they got them in Washington, too, so they're really pretty.
Yeah,
okay.
they have. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, Washington, D.C.
Well, Washington, D.C., okay. So thank you guys for having patience. You know us. If you haven't listened to us before, you know that we just love to talk, so that's it. That's why we're on here, and we're soon going to talk with you, too. Now, it's a great time to get your spot in the queue. You can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions, share a story with us, chat with us, or why not get a free mini reading live on air. If you want to talk with us live on the show, remember to press 1. And you can text chat with us and listen live at the player at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. Find out more about our radio at scrollsofthesoul.com. And before we move on with today's show, let's recap what last show was all about. Sissy?
Yes, let's recap. So last week, like we always do on the third week, it is numerology. So how we do this is there's random numbers that always seem to pop up for me in all types of locations, and too. And so we can combine numbers. We can bring them from what she sees or what I see. And then we bring them down to either a single digit or a double digit. And the double digits are the master numbers. And those are a lot of fun, too. And even the single digits are fun because it's just chock full of information. So if you didn't get a chance to listen in last week, you can go to scrollsofthesoul.com/past and go in and listen to last week's show, which is numerology. I think there might have been a title. I just can't remember off the top of my head. But like we said, it's every third week of the month.
Yes. Okay. Exactly.
Okay. So let's get into today. How does that sound? I want to tell our listeners and callers just to bear with us for a couple of minutes and we'll come right over to you. We just want to speak a little bit about the topic and then we'll come right to you. Okay, so today is about biorhythm healing. And this is with tuning forks specifically. Each tuning fork, let me backtrack here. So there's an old saying about music. Music can soothe the savage beast, right? I think we're all familiar with that. I know you are, Sissy.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And basically all it says, and you know, I just want to be clear, what it basically means is, so even the toughest person or the meanest person or the roughest person, music can stop someone in their tracks because we connect vibrationally on that level, and it sings to the heart. I don't care who you are, music does that, and we all have our own flavor and taste, and it truly is vibrational, and so you feel it. With music, you feel it in the soul, right? Some people like to dance.
Yeah.
Some people like to sing. I like to do both, and I get everyone looking at me in the car because I'm doing both. I don't care, though.
And, you know, it's
an expression.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? It's something that's going to touch us. In different ways, of course. Some people get emotional for certain songs. Other people get happy from other songs, right? But even as one person, you can, different kinds of music can affect you in different ways. And also, I just want to add that sensitive people, psychic people, people who can see and feel and sense and pick up things, they are very usually sensitive to the vibration of sound. And even if you can't really hear it, because our ears are sometimes not at that level that we can hear very high or low tones, right? But we can feel it in the body. It's a very weird feeling, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But and this is where we get into how different tones of music can heal certain aspects of the body. I don't think it's weird. For some people, it might be, and I know you don't think it's weird either. I think because it hits the soul, you know?
Yeah, it's not weird in that sense, but I can let everyone know that many years ago, I did understand that I have been affected by that all my life because, you know, being in places like a concrete building, and the sound moves through the concrete, you know, it moves through it. You can't really hear it with your physical eyes, but you can sense it. It's a vibration. It took me many years to understand what was going on, actually, why I was so sensitive. But I'm very sensitive to those vibrations. I can hear things that no one can hear. And I just say to people, listen, and they say, I can't hear anything. It's bothering me.
Right. Yep. And I have the same issue here. Now, my son, for instance, will hear like me. My husband won't. And he hears, basically, it's through the body, like you said. It's a vibration that hits the whole body. And so you feel it and hear it. The body hears it. I don't know if that's a great explanation, but it's the best I can give when it comes to that. So
I think it's a good explanation. And, you know, this is why sound can work so well on the body. And remember that the human body, I don't remember how many percent, but our body contains a lot of, is it 80, 90% liquid?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it is. It's like 90% liquid. And then I think our electrical impulses are set to the hertz of the earth. So the earth is like 420, I believe. And our electrical impulses in our brain are also 420. Yeah. So it really, this is why psychics and mediums, especially mediums and psychics, will hear it on a different level than most people who aren't. Some people just enjoy music, but this is on a different level for those in this arena. It's not to diminish anyone, it's just, it is. But that 420 hertz is exactly what the brain vibrates at, and the heart. And so we connect to the earth, because the earth has a vibration too, and it has a frequency. And we can, some people can see it, and others feel it and hear it. And when you, it's like when you meditate, right? It's the same thing as the tuning forks. The tuning forks are set at a frequency. Each fork, there's seven of them. Each one is specific to an organ. For instance, I can take the seventh tuning fork, right, which would be the crown chakra. But sometimes it could be you, Sissy, or someone else. They have an organ that's vibrating as high as the crown chakra somewhere in the body. And I have to grab number seven, because that organ is vibrating at that level, you know, the crown chakra level. So it's about hearing the body. So when you're a biorhythm healer, when we took Reiki, this was, I was asked if I wanted to extend my Reiki, for instance. And I said, I love music, let's do it. So she had offered a biorhythm course, and I got to understand different notes with tuning forks and what organ. And most people are pretty much the same. Yeah, it resonates. Most people are the same as far as what number tuning fork you need. But some people, because they resonate higher, they may only need one or two tuning forks, because the whole body is kind of set on the crown chakra. It's vibrating as high as the crown chakra. So you may only need one or two tuning forks. Because it means everything's in alignment, right? But if it's not in alignment, you're going to grab a tuning fork that's suitable for that organ, and it's going to be a percentage. So it could be like 1.0 2.0, 3.0, and up to when you hit the crown, right? 7.0. So certain organs, like the heart is beautiful. That's a beautiful sound, the tuning fork. And but if it's off, if the heart chakra is off, it can make a really weird noise. When it's not off, when it's in alignment and you and I are like in alignment, our heart is, then the tuning fork sings a song. It's really beautiful. It's very pretty. And that's how I can distinguish between someone who's not in alignment. I know it anyways with Reiki, but this is coming up to a different level. So now yeah. I'm listening for distinctive sounds and tones with the human body, with organs that are associated with the tuning fork. And I know all of my tuning forks by heart. I know what they should sound like and what organs should make that noise. And the heart chakra being an example, it should sing like a pretty song with the tuning fork. And if it doesn't, then there's some disruption. There's some emotional thing happening. And the tuning fork will tell me that. It'll speak that language we spoke about earlier. The same with the throat chakra and all the chakras. You know, each one has this unique signature. And the tuning fork tends to vibrate the signature. So it's really easy as far as sound to pick up. So.
Yeah. So it's very intriguing because, you know, there are, of course, there are other, the more like sound healing, there are sound bowls, crystal pyramids,
yes,
even where you can have the sound and there are frequencies. But anything that goes with tuning the body. I have tuning forks too, and I love to just hold them on myself because it's so, it's healing coming. It's relieving.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. You know, they're the skeletal, the tuning fork for the skeletal structure, that one I enjoy the most, I think, personally, because when you hit it, for instance, I'll have a knee issue. It's not a big issue, but once in a while, I'll have something in the knee and it kind of hurts. It'll be stiff, right? And then I put the tuning fork specifically for skeletal. And then it starts to relax, and I could feel it from the knee all the way down to the tip of my toes. And that goes.
That's wonderful. I'm curious. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. I'm curious about one thing, because I understand that you are able to do it at a distance as well, right? Because, like everything else, it travels through time and space, right?
Yeah.
So how do you perform a biorhythm healing for someone at a distance?
Okay. So don't laugh. Our audience, don't laugh, okay? So when I'm doing a distance healing, I like to use the image of someone. I just always will. I'll grab my tablet or my phone, and I'll pull up someone's image. Now, do I need that image? No, I don't need it. Do I want to have it as part of the healing? Yes, I do. I want to see the beautiful faces and souls I'm working with. So what happens for me, I can feel the body as if it's present. So when I put the body there etherically on my Reiki bed, for instance, I put the body there, I know right away how it's resonating, where it's resonating. And so I literally can take the tuning fork. It's dead air. It looks like dead air to everyone else. And they're like, okay, what you doing? You know, where is this? Where's the body? For me, I see it. I feel it. I even smell the human body. All my senses are connected to my client. and I know where to go with what tuning fork. And so it's just an etheric thing. It probably looks funny, right? It probably looks really funny.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm not here to please others. I'm here to do a job and to assist clients in the healing process. So, and Sissy, why don't you, before we go to break, why don't you tell everyone when we do this, right, when we assist them, do we put a time on it? How do you do that when you go to heal? Do you put a time on it?
Do you mean perform healing?
Yeah.
You usually put aside a little bit of a time. So you say, this is going to take, for instance, it depends on what we're going to do. Yes, a clearing, like a soul realignment clearing, now that's a very different thing, right? It takes 45 minutes around if you want to just clear and say it and be very thorough. And that usually includes just sending Reiki, not going in and scanning the body. But if you want to scan the body with Reiki, or I don't scan the bodies with biorhythm healing, but I'm very curious actually to get that under my belt as well, because I just love it. I just do it on myself and on my family and friends, you know. But yes, of course. And you can pick a time, but when you do the healing, you feel, for instance, if you send Reiki at a distance, you sense that, okay, this is when the session stops. So it can be, you don't go with a clock for that. I never go with a clock for that.
Right,
but I have an idea usually how much it takes. Sometimes, because we are all different, it can take longer time. But, you know, even if you put hands on to someone, you feel that, and that's maybe taking a little bit of longer time because you are all over the body. But also, I can love to have a picture of someone that I'm going to send. I don't need it, but what I want to have, if I'm going to scan someone and do a thorough Reiki healing on them, then I want to have like a, what do you call that? It's like a written body on a paper where you can scan the parts and you can make notes also, because it's about what am I sensing? What are my findings? Because since we're very, very intuitive and sensitive, it's like we get that in the moment. So I want to write it down so I can remember it, because I have to admit that sometimes I'm very mature. Okay.
I do the same exact thing. So I have a document. It's a medical document, and I have them already pre-written out the client's name, all the information. And then, like you know, when I start this work and I see what's happening, I'll make notes just like you. And even I have a chart. You have a chart, right, of the human body, so you can put little, like, X's.
Yes,
I have that, too.
And you know, sometimes because we have, after we have scanned and we have done the work itself and we have sent healing, it's also about being detective, just like the soul realignment part, right?
Right.
Because we can ask questions. So a pendulum is one of my tools, and you can have the pendulum over the body as well, the chart
you
of
sure
the body
can.
After you scan it first. But usually, for me, it's like I sense it in my hands. I sense the energy. So, you know what I feel? A part of being sensitive is that I see it as a good thing that we talked about, non-stick, like nothing is really remaining, because it's the moment, it's what we feel, it's what, it can be anything, it can be pain, you can feel cold areas, you can feel tingling, many things, right? And you see visions and you get information. But it's a good thing that we don't, because we would collect thousands of years of history from many people, right? And we don't want to do that.
Oh, no, we don't. And that's the beautiful thing about this work is learning how to detach. And not everybody does that. So it's really important that you learn how to do that. If you don't cut cords, like Anne has said a bunch of times when we're on air, and she even sends everyone to our website for links on where to go on how to cut cords, you can really cause yourself a lot of problems, huh, Sissy? If you don't.
Yeah, you can. And you know what? You know what? Because I work with a phone as well, right? Many times I talk to my, you know, it can be a short time. Sometimes you talk for half an hour. Other times it can be 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 1 hour, 1.5, anything. And it's a good thing for me. And I actually usually tell the clients that I don't remember what we talked about the last time. I have no clue, but that's a good thing, because what happens is that we don't want to be attached to the old energy, because that's past. Even if we talked yesterday, it's past, it's gone. So we want to catch the present, right?
Well, we don't want to collect either, because we can start collecting and it can make us sick.
Yeah.
And we don't want to make ourselves sick. So it's very important, your spiritual hygiene. And Anne and I talk about the spiritual hygiene many times during the course of these shows. We want everybody, especially if you're just coming into this, to understand how important it is. And we're not saying it out of perfection, because, you know, we've had times where we forgot, and then etherically we're like, you know, I'm a little tired today. I feel off. And then we realize, oh, crap, we needed to do a little bit of clearing work. And we do. You know, we end up doing it.
Yeah, we do.
Okay,
we
Sissy.
Do. I'm actually going to try to share here something in the chat room at scrollforthesoul.com/live. I'm going to share a playlist if I can. If I can't, I'm going to share videos. So just links so you can go to our YouTube and find. We have some tools there for daily prayer, grounding, prayer of light, love, power, and heart, and forgiveness, many things. That's good to be.
Right.
Cord cutting with the Archangel Michael. Many things, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. It looks like we're at the bottom of the hour, my darling Sissy.
Yes, okay. So I'm just going to make a few announcements. And if you haven't called in, we love to talk to you. We don't lie. We really mean it. So we really love to talk to you. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions, chat with us, share a story with us, or get a free mini reading live on air. If you want to go on live on air with us, press 1, so we know that you want to do that. And you can also listen live and text chat with us during our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And on today's show, we are talking about tuning forks and biorhythm healing, how sound can heal the human body. It's really interesting. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And Sue actually does biorhythm healing on people. So check her out at scrollsofthesoul.com/Sue. But you find both of us at /reading, okay? And our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday. It's going to be July 1st, so happy new month next time. And with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne, we will talk about soul realignment and soul agreement. That's also another fascinating topic, actually. You can always keep yourself updated on our shows at growthofthesoul.com/upcoming. And you can find a time near you on our first page at a blog. It's called Time for Broadcasting Around the Globe, and you can find it at growthofthesoul.com. We are a live call-in worldwide radio, and we're always a live call-in worldwide radio, and we are broadcasting today's show from Arizona in the U.S. and Stockholm, Sweden. You can also find us on YouTube. Search for Growth of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe and like our videos. And there you can find past full episodes and upcoming episodes. Now let's get back to the show. Sissy? Are you listening, Sissy?
Sorry,
I don't know if
that.
I have any.
Sorry.
Okay.
A little technical issue. My apologies, guys.
Okay.
Something just went and highlighted itself, and I'm like, okay, stay off my computer. Don't touch my computer. Anyways, okay, let me go over to our callers, okay? That was weird. All right. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, happy Thursday. My name is Tina. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Tina. Welcome.
Hi,
from
Tina.
Jersey, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How's your day going, Tina?
Peaceful. I have a...
You have a what? Say that again. Love, I didn't hear that. Can you repeat it one more time?
Peaceful.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's awesome. Gotta love it when that happens, right? Just
yeah.
Nice. So what can we do for you?
Yes, I just would like to know what's really like to tell me about my relationship with my boyfriend.
About your relationship with the boyfriend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I got a lot of walls coming up here. Not for me, for you. These walls don't like to come down, and it's just a self-protection type of thing.
Uh-huh.
You understand that, right? You get that.
Uh-huh.
Men can be really strange when it comes to that, because we as women communicate and express how we feel, right? Men tend to project a little bit, and walls are a way of protecting themselves so they don't get hurt. So it's like a test testing you. It wants to test you and see if you can break down this wall. Have you been trying to? Have you been trying to break down the wall, Tina?
Not really.
No? He's not really opening up, is he? As much as you would like.
Oh, but he's a Capricorn, so I understand that they have walls.
Yep, uh-huh. I know I'm married to a Capricorn. I totally
exactly.
Understand.
Exactly. So I don't... Yeah, I'm like cool with it, but you still got to cry a little.
Mm-hmm. Sissy, you want to chime in on this, please?
Yes. Hi, ladies. Hi, Tina. So
hi.
I feel that you have a wonderful foundation of the relationship. So the components are there. And then it's up to the two of you how you use them to your advantage. And the best way to express as I'm getting this is to try to avoid the conventional way. Does that make sense to you? Because that's what we
absolutely
often do. And
mm-hmm.
And when we do that, it's very easy to say, you know. And it's something that can be worked on for quite some time and years actually sometimes. But it's a very good thing because we need to within the bonding and the love that we share with someone, we need to find how we interact together, and that's not going to resonate with anything that we are told before. This is what you're supposed to do. This is how this is going to work, and things of that nature. So it's like I sense that this is a journey for the two of you, and I feel that it feels wonderful. It's not going to be 100% without friction, but that's if that makes sense. But I'm laughing when I say it because it happens to all relationships. But if we use that part too, to just understand each other, it's okay to be annoyed sometimes for both parties. And it's okay to say, okay, hey, can you please stop what you're doing and open up a little bit? Come a little bit closer. Don't be stubborn now. And you know what I mean. But just, it's okay sometimes to just state it because we need to just express sometimes because we have differences. But then when we get to know each other more, which I feel with the two of you, I have a sense that you will get to know and understand each other, and that's going to be it then. Then you will feel good and secure. And you go a little bit on his way, and he comes a little bit on your path. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's meeting each other halfway, huh, is what it is. But
mm-hmm. Yes.
The part about the testing and the wall, it still holds true, honey. They Capricorns, they're funny this way. they'll have you repeat something over and over and over, and they'll repeat over and over and over. Finally, it can take a year for them to see whatever it is, whatever's going on. It's small, it's minute, right? It's not that big a deal. But it takes them like that long to say, okay, I'm cure here. I can shed some of this stuff that's sitting here. Is this kind of brand new, this relationship?
Yes.
This brand, yeah.
Yes, we've known each other some time, but we reconnected. Mm-hmm.
So there's a growth aspect here as you both grew up, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, he's got some aspects. I'm going to make this short because we've got a lot of calls, but let me just say this one part. He's got some aspects where he, it's self-work. It's not really about you. It's more about him. It's okay, though. It's part of growing and maturing and letting go and not carrying that into the new relationship. Even though you've known each other, it's still brand new, you know. I mean, still feels
mm-hmm.
brand new, right? So, and it's exciting. I'm excited for you. You're excited, huh?
Can I chime
yes.
in a little bit? Just one short thing. So, you know, when we come from a specific type of relationship, it can be friendship, it can be anything, but it's a different one. And then we step into... We develop that into romantic, that one. That's going to be brand new, just as Sue says. So just take it from there. And actually, sometimes we need to have the boldness to explore it. And I feel that you are on the right path. Okay? Sue?
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. But, you know, even though, like we said, it's new, it's old. Also brand new, and there is really some intense emotions here. They're good, though. They're not bad or anything like that. They're just really good, intense emotions. That's the romantic side. That's the side I'm picking up on, right?
Yeah, did you say something about self-worth on his part?
Uh-huh, yeah, just a little bit.
Oh,
nothing too dramatic, yeah. Yeah, just work, work, not worth, work.
A oh, work, bit. Self-work, okay.
Work, yeah, W-O-R-K, not worth.
Okay.
Just a little bit because of some hiccups in life. And we all have them, right? We all have. But you're not that, them, or that, or whatever the past is. This is the past, okay? And so it is brand new. And it's exciting. I feel
yes.
excited for you. Okay, Tina, I've got to wrap it up, love, because I've got other callers, but keep us updated. I'll be curious how this all
yes.
goes.
I'm curious too. Thank you, Tina.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a fabulous weekend.
Bye.
Bye, Tina. Okay, Sissy. All right, let me move on to our next caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? All right. We'll move on to our next, Sissy. Sometimes
yes.
that happens. Sometimes we get that energetic interruptions, or could be that that person doesn't hear us either. So sounded like there's movement like a vehicle. So hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. Welcome.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. Hi.
Very welcome.
What's going on, girl?
No, I just would like a message. There's nothing going
sure.
on. Everything's good.
Nice. Nice. Very good. Are you coming into some peace as well?
Yeah, I'm working on that. I'm working on that.
Yeah, I know you are. It's good. It'll take time. You're a mom. You don't always have a lot of peace, and it's hard to do your self-work for you, huh? Everything,
yeah.
all that energy is for your children, not for you. Right? But
yeah.
I'm gonna throw in a little something for you, a little present, so to speak, okay?
Okay.
As a mother, like I said, we put ourselves last, right? Because it's just natural to do that. We're in that state of being for others. But let me tell you a little secret. When you do for you, okay, you're doing for the family. So let's say you take a cruise. It's a hypothetical. You take a cruise. You go for about 10 days. Well, who's going to benefit from that besides you? Everyone in the family is going to benefit. Because mom comes home all refreshed and relaxed and maybe a little romanticized, you know, a little bit of romance. So you're vibrant and alive. And I don't care what age you're at, Kimberly. You could be 70, okay? We all need that side of us that isn't apparent. We're a woman. And then after that, after being a woman, you're a mother. After that, you're a wife. At first, when you get married, you know, or you have a partner, you give to that partner, right? And the partner gives back. When you have children, you forget about you. You don't take showers as often. You take care of your babies. You eat last, right? They eat first, you eat last. Now Kimberly is at that age where children are grown. So it's time for Kimberly to have some self-care. When you get back home from wherever you're going, everyone will benefit from it. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I see. Let me see what Anne has to add. Sissy?
Hi, ladies. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
I'm actually getting for you.
Uh-oh. Anne went silent.
Yeah.
Sissy? Yeah, and I'm not hearing her. Sissy, can you hear me? I'm looking at the board right now, Kimberly. Give me 1 second. We might
okay.
be having, you know, I had technical issues before, too, and I was trying, I was speaking, but no one was hearing me.
Okay.
Sissy, can you hear me? Are you there? we lost her. She says she can hear us. We can't hear her. Is there anything, Sissy, you might have hit by accident? Just because Kimberly and I don't hear you at all. No. You want to try calling back? Because you just went blank on us. They don't hear. I know. Okay. Just come back in and I'll get you. Okay.
Oh,
she's going to call back. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I see her behind the scenes, so her and I can communicate. Just didn't hear her. She just dropped off. In the meantime, Kimberly, we can talk a little bit more until she gets back and she can relay the message. So tell me your thoughts on that. Were you thinking of some type of vacation for yourself?
So tomorrow I'm going to do a little self-care. And then I have with a manicure and pedicure. And then next week I'm going to see my grandmother and my brother.
Yeah.
And that'll be some time away. But I haven't been on a vacation for me, and I've been thinking about that.
Right.
And to do in reference to that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, that had been on my mind, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's important because we, you know, as moms, we don't do that for ourselves. Look, that's fine. It's a natural thing to be a parent and to give up certain aspects for our children. Let me see if Anne is on. Sissy, you're there. Let me come grab you, okay? Sissy?
Hi, ladies.
Can you hear me?
Yes, hi. Hi, ladies. Fortunately, I have. It turns out that Skype didn't work for me, so I was kicked out, apparently. I called with my cell phone. That's okay. I have that, my monthly fee. So, that was not fun. Now, Kimberly, I have been holding on to these cards for you a very long time. So it feels like what Sue said in the beginning, I didn't hear what you talked about when I called in again here. But in the beginning, I do feel that she's spot on. That's a big part of it. So we need to nurture ourselves. And when we do that, we open up for being able to give even more. And people around us, our family, friends, loved ones, all people, colleagues, everyone we meet will benefit from it. And, of course, our kids, because we have a different energy and a different vibration and a different frequency. And at the same time, it feels like you didn't have any specific question, but what I'm getting for you is that I have the star for you. That is a very good energy. It's absolutely exquisite. So it's a time when you can at least start planting seeds for manifesting. You can even take action on some things. And just remember that some things, because it's a dense world, some things take a little bit of a longer time, but that's okay. Some things can be manifested into your life very fast. But it feels definitely like you are on a path where you are starting to create for yourself, and you are the most powerful creator in your life. And I know that we've been saying that a lot, and sometimes I have to remind myself as well, because you know it's hard to forget sometimes when we have challenging times and when the world around doesn't really feel very supportive. But it feels like you are supported now. You're supported with guidance, with wishes, with actions, with many things. It's very good for you. It is also emotional, but in a very positive way. So this can be that love and relationships, but all kinds of relationships, even with your children, with your family. If you're single and want to meet someone, that's going to be in the air for you as well. And I see a new beginning. So it's like you are stepping out from a time where you may have had a time of transformation, because a new beginning usually comes after that transformation time. And it's a brand new energy. So it's like, it's not about starting from scratch and have to do a lot of work. It's like continuing in a very different energy. And I have a very wonderful feeling here for you. I don't know if that makes sense to you, Kimberly.
Yes, it does. It does.
Wow. Wow, that's
wonderful.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very happy for you. This is, like Ann said, this is the next chapter, and you're really going to have some fun. It's okay. You know, it's okay to let go a little bit because you've been such a good mom. And your boy, you gave him the best ever. You're the best mom ever. And he knows it. He knows it. And he'll always come back home, you know, for like holidays. And eventually he'll be bringing his family. That'll be really fun for you when you become a grandma. You know, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, he's going to do his thing and he's going to be perfect. Okay. And you're going to do your thing and you're going to be perfect for what is important to you guys as a whole, for your family. Somebody else may not see that as perfection, but other people don't matter here. You matter. Your son matters.
Right.
Family
you do.
Matters.
Yes.
That's it.
Right.
Yes. So
thank
enjoy.
You so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy the hell
thank
out
you
of
too,
that
Kimberly.
Vacation.
Yes.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye, honey. Keep us updated
Bye.
How everything's going.
All right, I will. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
She's going to, when you were gone, Sissy, did she tell you she was going to get her nails done and do something special for her, be treated?
I didn't hear anything because I didn't, I just stopped Skype.
Yeah.
Close the call and to be able to call in. So I missed that part.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just going to treat herself, you know, be kind to herself because that's what we need to do. We need to be kind to ourselves.
Yes. And you know what? We've said this a million times, but I'm going to state it again. You know, we are searching for relationships in our lives, but which relationship is the absolutely most important one?
The one with yourself.
Yes, because it lasts for a lifetime, and that's a little bit funny too, because we like to take it from the bright side, right? But it's true. It's very true. We are in here, in this body, and our relationship with ourselves is for a lifetime. So when we nurture ourselves, when we take care of ourselves, when we feel good, it doesn't mean that we are at the top peak every time. Sometimes our body will fail us for a little bit. Maybe we catch a cold or there's something else going on. But don't be sad. Don't let that beat you up because everything will turn out okay in the end usually. And we are here to cherish ourselves and to pamper ourselves and to enjoy the ride.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, very much so. So I concur, Sissy. Let me grab our next caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. Hi, Ann. I hope you're feeling sparkly, beautiful. Because you are a beautiful lady. I see your pictures.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
What's going on?
Yeah, I've got you the website. Yeah.
Nice.
Girls on the stove.
Yes, that's us. How's it going? I'm glad you went over there. You need to go over there, you know? We like everybody to come in. So so what's going on?
Tell us what's going on.
Thank
you. I'm sorry to interrupt you. So I would definitely recommend the website, a lot of teachings, and it's a blessing to have light workers. Thank you, ma'am. What was my question? What should I ask? That's funny things on my mind. Funny things on my mind.
You had it earlier, right?
Yeah, I got stuck with thinking about something else.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, this job where I was, I made great money, and it was great and all that. They were checking. I was under clearance.
I know.
I don't know if I'm. Anyway,
Okay.
And I know I probably won't be going to the same location, maybe no location, or I just want to know, like, did it clear? Because I noticed that my boss has been calling me for the past 2 days.
You're so impatient. You got to know, huh?
Yeah.
Remember I said it was about 6 weeks because they have to do the weeding out thing. So they have these piles of people and documents, and they got to go, yep, the yes pile, the no pile, the medium pile. So it's yes, medium, no, yes, medium, no. And they're like weeding out everybody. And when you have like 500 people applying for this one specific job, maybe in almost 600, it kind of takes some time, girl. It takes a little time, but you're right at the end. It's right here. It's like one more week. It feels like one more week or so. Are you expecting something in a week?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I was expecting an answer, but I don't know the time. I was expecting and you got it. My clearance, that's what I'm expecting. If it went through, it's really important to me, ma'am. Is it going through?
It did.
I was a little girl.
It did. It is. It is going. It's going to happen. Listen, there's a lot. When there's like 300 to 500 people, right, all vying for the same job, and I'm just giving you a really random number. Could be higher, could be lower. I don't know. I feel like this is really important, very important. Then they need to take their time. They can't rush it because when you do background work on people, right, and you're gathering intel on them, you got to go through every part of their life, including some stupid decisions they may have made. I don't think, yeah. Look, we've all made stupid decisions, all of us.
True.
Okay. That doesn't count in this equation, though, so stop worrying about it. You're so worried about that stupid decision you made. Stop it. Okay? They look past that. That was when you're young. When you're young, you're dumb. Okay, they know that. We all know when you're young, you're dumb. Okay? It doesn't count against you. It really doesn't. And if you were a minor, you were under 18, that's sealed. Those are sealed records. They're not allowed to go in it. Even if they do go in it, they can't base a decision off of it. Got it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Stop worrying about it. It's coming. You're at the fifth week right now, coming up to the sixth week, and they really like your ability to hone in on things and people and places. They like that you're gifted, and they want you part of the team. So stop worrying, damn it.
Okay, I don't know what you said. Miss Lady, I want to ask you, do they know that I have, like that I'm gifted somehow in the in the light? How do they find that out, please?
By talking to you. Did you have a couple interviews? Do you have two?
Yes.
Okay.
And you know what happens? What happens, ladies? I'm sure because you're gifted and And again, a lot of respect to y'all, and I always respect, no matter the public. You don't play with this. This is what would happen. When I was talking to the machine.
They
go off and they switch and they said one has the highest set that I have something because the machines go off the radar and they looked at me through the camera, you know how you find and it shows they even put a flies up and it was looking at me. I don't know if they caught something.
Well, listen, you radiate too. There's a certain thing you radiate. You're doing anything with radar. Okay. So I'm going to give an example here. I think Sissy knows this too, but let me just give you an example. So radar is a signal that's sent out. And what happens is it starts out as a point and it moves out like a cone. Okay. So let's say you're in a police car. You want to catch someone speeding. So you point the gun at the car, right?
Yeah.
There's a beam that goes to the car. It's an invisible beam. What happens with that beam is it kind of spreads out like a cone, kind of like when you put oil in your car, you have a cone, you know, those orange cone things that you put in to put oil. Okay, imagine that is etheric, and they point a radar gun at a car for speed, right? So this thing, what it does is it starts to drop off because this cone can only go too far. It can go to the target. It has a certain distance it can go because it sends a signal back. Well, here's the fun part with you. You disrupt the signal. You disrupt it, right? Right? Yep. They know that. They saw it, right?
They saw it?
Yep. Yeah, they know it. Look, more and more agencies, more and more. I'm not naming agencies, okay? I'm just going to be really broad in my statement. More and more agencies are going after intuitive, okay? Because they're really... Say that again, honey.
Especially the GOV.
Yes. All of them. Because they'll look past the little crap you pulled when you were a teenager. They don't care. Okay? What they care about is the now and how you act now. That's one. Number two, energetically, they know you disrupt electronics. You were in an environment with someone and something happened, didn't it? In an interview.
Yes.
Yeah. That's exciting for them. They're very excited. And more agencies are looking for gifted people. I'm not stating what the agency is and I'm not stating what the job is. But they are looking for people with gifts because that cuts down on their budget. They don't have to, it's hard to explain, and I don't want to get into it too much right now, especially on air.
True.
But financially, it helps them. And the state, whatever state you apply to, it helps that state cut down their budget. Okay? So, yeah, you're a lifesaver to them. You just wait. It's coming. I need to ask Anne.
I'm excited.
I need to ask Sissy. You got to chime in. I'm going to shut up.
Okay. Hi, Melissa. I'm here. And, you know, I feel that Sue is exactly spot on. And people around the world, remember that there are so many people that are starting to see things and really waking up and acknowledging things that we can't touch and see, but are existing, right? So they are more aware than they ever have been, and we are moving towards that point when people are going to be aware, basically. But, of course, it's a little bit until everyone is going to be aware. It's going to take some time yet. And it actually feels for you, I don't see too many things right now more than that you are on a very enlightened path forward. And it's like I see you walking at night and the stars are shining up on you and lighting up your way. So be confident. Whatever you do, keep on your confidence, because you have walked a long distance up until this point. And be proud of yourself and keep continuing forward as you are doing. You are doing perfect. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. I have a quick comment, ladies. One of them, actually two, told me that whatever I have, they need their help, and they want them to help them, and they should help, because if I'm protected, they will do it whatever they can to help me to protect. That's what they told me that, and I was in shock. I was like, "What are you talking about? That is stupid."
Right. No. Listen, they're right. You are so protected. It's so awesome. I love it. You are. And that's only, listen, like I said, these agencies, these are what they're looking for. And it cuts down on costs for them. And I don't mean to be arrogant in that statement. It's not what I mean. I just mean that you can help them save money, and you're really good at this, okay? So please do me one tiny favor. Can you do me and Anne a favor?
Yes.
Small one?
Okay.
Could you just message? I've got to wrap it up. Can you just message us with a little more info to confirm yes or no with things we're saying?
Oh, that'd be beautiful, ma'am. In the light of God, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, just go over to the page, okay? And,
yes.
Oops, I dropped my cards. And just kind of confirm a few things for us. I want to talk to you afterward if you're okay with that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I got to go. I got to take other callers. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're
Thank
welcome.
So
we'll talk soon, Melissa.
Yes.
Bye, Melissa. Bye, Melissa. We love you.
Bye. Bye, honey.
Bye, honey. Okay, Sissy, I'm grabbing another call. Okay?
Yes.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I'm actually in Georgia.
Hi, Sandra.
I have a question.
Welcome.
Thank you. I have a question regarding, I'm not sure if you do numerology, but I have, I've been waking up at 4:44 every morning. And even if it's just a few moments, just looking at the clock, or I'm seeing that number, and I'm just trying to get some clarity.
Oh, nice. Very nice. I think I'm going to chime in. This is Sue, Sandra, and then Ann will chime in, okay?
Okay.
With the numerology, we just did numerology last week. Every third week month, we take on numerology and certain aspects. So you're welcome to go in and listen to past episodes. That would be scrollofthesoul.com/past, and that would be on there.
Okay.
The second aspect to your numbers you're seeing. All numbers are a message, right? You clearly understand that's the message. You don't know what the message is, right? It just means that you're on your way. It's a way in which spirits, guides, angels, and teachers can communicate with us. They work in numbers. Numbers are code. Code is computer. Computer numbers create pictures. Pictures create images. Image create video. Video create all types of stuff. And we move to the internet. Okay. You are on your path to an etheric internet. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. If I have to kind of just bring it down to a nutshell, you're receiving some awesome downloads and you're starting your journey. It's pretty cool.
Well, okay.
Right? let me have Anne chime in too, because she's really great at numbers. It's not really my forte, but Anne's really fantastic with it. Sissy?
Oh, thank you. I don't know about that, but hi, ladies. But I'm kind of drawn to numbers because I have had them for many years. And at some point in my life, many years ago, it felt like numbers were raining on me every day. I had a notebook and I filled it in an instant, I can tell you. So usually when we see numbers like this, and when the same number sequence is coming to us, first of all, it's a hint from your guides, the angels, those who want to reach out to you from the other side, usually mm-hmm. stronger entities like angels and guides and ascended masters even, because they want, it's like they knock on you and they want to, hey, pay attention. We want you to be aware of things. So a good thing for you right now would be to actually have a little notebook or record short voice messages for yourself on your phone, whatever. It doesn't need to be big things, just so that you can remember things that are occurring around you. And when you see the number, when you wake up, for instance, in the middle of the night and you see 444, it's 4:44 in the morning, right? And pay, or even if it's an afternoon, because it can be a PM time too, but pay attention to what else is going on around you. And what did you dream about? Do you hear anything? Do you hear any sound coming out from the outside? Are there any thoughts coming to you? Because that's also a way of getting and receiving guidance, that we have thoughts coming to us that are not ours, but they are giving us things. So it can be a thought, it can be a vision, whatever it is. And the number four as a single number, it's actually a very beautiful number. It stands for the square, the four foundations as you have come to build. You are standing steady upon something, and you are, I think Sue mentioned this too, you are proceeding forward, but you have already created the wonderful foundation for you. And as an angel number, actually, the angels are wanting you to pay attention to your intuition and your inner wisdom and to be paying attention to other things that's going on around you. For instance, if you're outside and you see a car plate with 444, or it can be 44 or 44s, or one or any number, what else is going on around? Pay attention to that and take some notes, and you will start to see a wonderful picture. I have a, or we have a, an angel number site we love to go back to and read sometimes. And I did post a link at scrollsofthesoul.com/live in the chat room, so you can find it there. It's Sacred Scribes Angel Numbers. With, I think her name is Joanne. It's absolutely wonderful. She has a bunch of numbers here. There are many. And it's the four number is a very well-balanced number. So I would say that you are on the path. You created your solid foundation on the spiritual path. So now you are going to proceed. And there are more things coming for you, many more things.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
I don't know if that's
great. Thank you.
Thank you. So if you want to find the link, just go to scrollsofthesoul.com/live, okay? You can find it there.
Okay.
You can check
the site. Exciting.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Thank you.
Have an awesome rest of your day, Sandra.
Blessings to you.
Back at you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Sissy, one more I'm going to grab, okay? And then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, only 5 minutes and then, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Yep.
Yes.
Hello,
always
caller.
Chasing you, right?
Yeah, right.
Hello.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Suzanne, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Hi, Suzanne. That's my name, too, huh? It's Suzanne.
I love that name.
Okay, we got 4 minutes. What you got for us?
Okay, well, I'm open to any message that she would like to, that you all would like to give me, but I'm particularly wondering about if I'm going to have anything to do with Akashic Records.
Yes. Yes.
It's am I going to be able to access them, you think?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Sissy, can you tell her how, please?
How? Yes. So
where she needs to go.
I didn't really hear where she needs to go. Yes. Okay. So we have a wonderful suggestion because we're working with the same thing. We have a wonderful teacher. We are not the teachers, but we do readings and we can help people in that sense. But you can go to scrollsofthesoul.com/webinar. It's a free webinar. You can start with that free webinar. And
okay.
You can listen. It's absolutely
okay.
Life-changing. And it's not so many strange things around. It's a very good person who is the teacher, Andrea Hess. And she's teaching you in a manner that makes sense. Because even if it's a spiritual thing and we work with our spiritual senses, right, it needs
mm-hmm.
to make sense for us as well.
Yep.
Because
mm-hmm.
otherwise it's strange. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? scrollsofthesoul.com/webinar.
Yeah, I've got it right
webinar.
Here, webinar. Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Any other messages for me? Angel messages or anything?
You're going to
other...
love it. That's the message.
Good.
You're going to love it. As soon as you start this journey, you're not looking back.
Okay.
I actually have a message here, and I pulled a card from Diana Cooper's Angels of Light cards. I had this deck for ages, and I use it with just once in a while. And the message is patience, and I can read the card for you. Trust the higher forces of life to know what is best for you, and remember that when you are asked to wait, you are being prepared for something even better than you expected. So don't rush into this, okay? So change your attitude to one of acceptance. Relax and take stock. Ask your angel to unfold you during this waiting period so that you can listen to the promptings of the divine. Do not rush off on some wild goose chase of your lower will. When the time is right and you're ready and refreshed, the next door will open. Patience is always rewarded. An affirmation, all things happen at the perfect time. And I do feel that you are approaching the perfect time. So just take one step at a time. Go with how things feel. Okay?
Okay.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Agreed. Totally agree. Susan, we've got to go because our world will be kicked off. But listen... Keep us informed. You know our site. Anne sent you over to our site. I'm so excited for you.
I'm excited too.
Very
okay,
good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day.
Okay.
Have a great rest of your day. Yes.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Sissy, I did good.
Yes, you did very good. I'm not yelling at you, okay? I love you.
Me too.
I just have to joke. So on today's show, we have been talking about tuning forks and biorhythm healing, how sound can heal the human body, and that was in the beginning. And we have taken quite a few calls today, so thank you, everybody, for calling in. And if we didn't get a chance to take your call, please call into our next show. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls to the Soul Radio is next Thursday, July 1st, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue Nan. We will talk about soul realignment and soul agreement, plus your call for questions and mini readings live on air as usual. You can listen to replays of all shows anytime at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And of course, you can go to YouTube, search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube, and you'll find past full episodes and upcoming episodes. If you'd like to connect with me, Anne or Sue, we offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And I think that's it. We're back next Thursday with Soul Sister Show, same time, discussing soul realignment and soul agreements. Yeah. And Sissy, do you have anything you want to tell the listeners before we end the show?
Sure. This is actually for Susan, but she did leave, and I'll tell her that we recorded this last aspect, the last 3 minutes. So soul realignment is the first of the month. We do a little bit. We kind of just dab a little into it. It might be a good idea once in a while if you check in on the first of the month, first Thursday of every month. Okay. I'd like to thank everyone, our callers and our listeners. Thank you so much for entrusting us with your questions. We are always, always so honored. I can't even describe it to you. We really are honored, and we feel blessed that you entrust us with your questions. So thank you, everyone.
Yes, we do.
And Sissy, I'm going to say it. Angels watch over you all night long.
Oh, thank you. And that's to your mother as well, I know. And I say love, light, peace, and joy to all of you. Until next time, bye.
Bye.
Bye.